I remember there was a Far Side comic where they were testing the viscosity of various fluids over a duck's back, and it was just like maple syrup plus duck. No!
Sacrificing a goat. Wait, no, even better. Did you see Drag Me to Hell?
No, I didn't.
Okay, in Drag Me to Hell, there is a talking demonic goat, and it is, like, the most... It's retarded.
Okay.
But it's terrifyingly retarded.
Yes. Yeah.
Because, like, the eyes moved like a person's would, and it was like, that is no longer a goat. That is... I don't want to go there.
It walks like a man.
And it's, like, yelling at her, you effing bitch, you effing bitch. She's like, okay, this goat needs to chill out.
What is it with the demons and the cursing? Like how come you've never seen like a spirit beast from hell who's cordial?
I think there has to be demons.
No, there has to be.
Well, you kind of have like sometimes you get demons that are all like ah kill everything, and sometimes you get demons that are like, you know,
maybe
sometimes
aren't so bad.
No, like sometimes Satan's like, you know, all red skin, big horns and stuff. Sometimes Satan's, you know, a guy in a suit with a contract.
Oh, what was that movie? That was a good movie.
Oh, Brother,
too.
Where Art Thou?
That's a good movie too, but that's not the one I'm thinking of.
See, I didn't catch on that Satan was in that movie the first time through.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah,
wow.
I'm kind of dense.
Wait, which one is Satan?
He's the scary guy with the dog and the glasses that's chasing him down.
Oh, him! Scary. Yeah, when he gets the fire reflection.
Okay. Yeah,
right, that guy. Oh yeah, I never caught that either.
Yeah,
I just caught that he was the guy with the glasses.
Like it. There's the one part where they're all, like, driving around, and the guy who sold his soul to Satan to play the mean blues guitar is all like, oh, no, he just looks like a man. Whiter than you are, even. He's got a nasty hound with him, and glasses that you always see fire in, or whatever.
Right.
And I was like, oh, yeah, that's, like, actually a character in this movie. Who knew?
Wow, and I've seen that movie a lot.
Yeah.
No, see, like, in my mind, there's always this scene that occurs when it comes to angels and demons, and, like, it's after the war between heaven and hell.
I never read that book.
And, like...
Was Angels and Demons good?
I don't know.
Probably not.
No, I don't mean Angels and Demons by Dan Brown. I just mean,
like
the concept of angels and demons.
Okay.
I don't really like
and, like,
Dan
mythical.
Brown.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's
well,
the number
Wang
code.
I just haven't read it.
I'm down with the number Wang code, though.
All these numbers. They're all number Wang.
Bum, bum, bum.
No comment.
But no, think of like an old timey. When did people wear straw hats? Whatever time period that was.
Like those barbershop quartet.
Yeah,
hats.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, think of that time period.
Like Charlotte's Web.
Like
Southern Hemisphere with.
Like in a diner somewhere like that. People like sitting around, suspenders, straw hats. With, like some women and children around, and just like they're all sitting there. And it's just like a day. It's very sepia toned because it's summer.
Yeah,
and sort of
it's old timey.
Yeah,
it's not old enough to be
black and white.
Black and white, but it's kind of in that transition period.
Yeah, and then what happens is like
we have yellow.
Huh?
If it's not black and white, but it's not color, is there yellow?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like sepia tone.
Yeah,
it's all like kind of yellowy, browny, reddy.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure I had the same visual you guys did.
Yeah.
And so everybody's sitting here, and it's all like, dee, 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 because that little player piano bitch is going in the background. And all of a sudden, the front door is bust open. It's like, wham! And like guys in like shiny armor and wings just walk in and just start beating the crap out of everybody in there. And like, yeah, don't roll around out of town! Ugh! And like, essentially, like what all of the jocks in high school movies are. And then, like, as you, like walk around, like, people are, like, trying to pick their hats back up, and you see that the hats were just covering the horns on their head. So it turns out that, like, it's, like, after the war between the angels and demons, and although technically there's peace, there's still, like, racism against demons.
Demons
even
are
though
the
they're really
of
just,
the world.
Even though they're really just normal people now anyway.
Well, like...
That's the vision I see.
Okay.
I just want to show angels as dicks, and I want to see devils in straw hats.
Maybe, like, they put it, like, they're all huffy, and they're like, fine, I see we're not wanted here. They, like, jam them on their head, and their horns poke through.
No, you gotta be able to feel for them. this because they're all like, they just got beat up. Those angels walked in wearing armor and beat up that demon baby.
Oh.
See? There you go. Okay, so.
Except, like, probably, like, had a little rattle that was a human skull, so.
Oh.
Okay, yeah. Well, no, I actually it would probably be, like, a kind of, like, painted with, like, a human skull, like, El Dia de los Muertos.
Calavera!
I woke up this morning, and I was thinking in Spanish. No joke. I just woke up, and I was like, what's the word for where in Spanish? ¿Dónde? ¿Dónde? Lo siento por mi español, pero ¿dónde está la biblioteca? Yo quiero un periódico. No sé.
Yo soy el Roboto Grande.
Sí.
Yo quiero.
Taco.
Yo quiero.
All right, so.
Whoa, before we go somewhere
objection.
Else. Yeah, I have an objection to this, Your Honor. Why would, like, vampires are demons, right? So why are they considered
sure.
So
no.
Great?
Vampires aren't demons.
Then what are vampires?
Vampires I've heard vampires, people say
but, you know.
That vampires are undead.
Except, like, if you...
Well, what are demons, then? Alive?
Demons are creatures from the plane of the underworld. Like,
what are zombies, then?
Zombies are reanimated corpses. Zombies are the undead. Vampires...
are reanimated corpses, technically.
No, that's... I never buy into that. Like, cause
what the fuck's a vampire?
The way I see it... Of it's well, vampirism is spread much like wolfmanism, right?
It's werewolfism. Like a, it's like a bloodborne disease.
Yeah, it's like there was.
So it's like HIV.
Yeah, vampirism is kind of like it because the way I see it is like there was probably one, and maybe this is my melted blood coming in, but like there was like a true ancestor, like one who was like
yeah, that's
pure
there's
vampire.
Your melted blood coming in.
It is definitely like the righteous book. Continue.
Fuck the
Nosferatu. From there, vampirism has spread. So, but they're not already dead, but they're not human or probably alive. Their body doesn't work as though they were alive,
yes,
which is why they need new sustenance.
Okay.
So, they're not dead, but they don't live on their own accord. Whereas if they had died and come back, there would be zombies. Plus, with this view, it allows for a zombie vampire.
Okay. How do you think one of these vampires in your view of them, would stand up against a servant?
Servant?
Yeah, you know.
Like Hayate the Combat Butler?
That's what I thought. And then I was like...
Very close.
He will win only because if he does not invite the vampire in, he can just, like, shoot shit out of him from outside the door.
No. Like a saber or a rider or a...
So Ghost Rider?
Just like magician. Ghost Rider the whip.
Ghost Rider like, versus... Twilight character Edward who would win.
Okay. Gilgamesh versus Akarid.
Gilgamesh.
I don't know what that's from either.
You don't know Gilgamesh? Okay,
no.
It's just a stupid thing you
it was
this
the stupid ad for Sakura Khan.
When this is over,
sure.
We need to go see it because it's just something everyone must witness.
And all then right, we so. Should never talk about the Nosferatu again.
Okay.
So
but yeah, I go by sort of like the Mary's Jellies group of monsters. You can have a mummy, which works on Egyptian magic. You have...
Is a mummy not a zombie?
Mummies are definitely dead people.
Yeah, mummies are definitely dead, brought back to life.
But
like, it's kind of like a prearranged thing. Like, what I always thought about mummies, like, they're some kind of vengeful curse.
Yeah, like, the trick
okay.
The trick about...
Like, you get a mummy from breaking open some poor fucker's tomb.
Yeah, like, generically, zombies can be created through genetical viruses, through voodoo, through hell being full, and there being a waiting period to get into hell, much like at a fancy demonic restaurant.
See, no, I haven't heard of that one. I like that, though.
Well, that's what the original tagline for the First Day of the Dead was. It's like, when hell is full, the dead shall walk the earth.
First day... Wait, what was that?
Dawn of the Dead?
Dawn of the...
I've
Night
never,
of the Living Dead. Dead? Night of the Living Dead.
Whatever the black and white one was. It was When Hell
movie?
Is Full of the Dead. Yeah, movie.
I've never seen it.
You're not missing... You watched Day of the Dead?
No.
No, I'm saying you watched Day of the Dead.
Oh.
And that'll be enough. You don't need to watch the really old one, like Night of the Living Dead, because it's almost campy. Just because...
Which was the one that had, like, the zombie stripper in the graveyard? Because I don't want to watch that one.
I don't want to watch that one either.
What? Is that kind of, oh, but Rod, you won't find us over for those kind of movies.
Oh, motherfucker. You show one movie that happens to have...
It wasn't one about
shrimp
chicken,
eroticism.
It had little... That was definitely a little bit more than a food fetish, okay? That's all I'm saying there.
Listen, this guy I know of is cool, Ricky. He has showed
Ricky
me things I cannot unsee in the way of zombie films.
Like Vampiros Lesbos?
Worse, I think.
Oh.
I'm not going to go into it. We did see Jesus Christ Vampire Hunter. That was awesome!
We should watch The Fearless Vampire Hunter sometime.
We should! Fearless Vampire Killers.
What
yes.
Killers,
what is
that?
It's a vampire hunting comedy.
We should watch this.
The guy's all like...
Not here.
As you can see, okay. Our specimen here has two nostrils, which tells us...
He's not a Ukrainian vampire.
I think it was Belgian, but I don't know.
Whatever.
Because, as you know, they have only one nostril right in the middle of their nose. But that's a Belgian for you. Communists.
Because this is like... It's probably like from the 70s or something, at least.
Yeah.
Back when,
back when...
Troubleman.
Troubleman?
You don't get... Okay, so...
I thought you said Troubleman, and I got the image of, like... A treble clef with legs and arms going,
Treble Man!
Whoa!
Tremble before Treble Man!
But yeah, so the difference between a mummy and a regular zombie, mummies are the zombies of pharaohs. Pharaohs are gods on Earth.
So they are divine zombies.
So they're like the upper echelon of zombies.
Have you ever read Anne Rice's books?
No.
The vampire, was that series, all of that, Interview with the Vampire?
Nope.
I haven't, but I feel like I should read one
really
of them.
It is really good. I have
books.
It. Well, you should read the first three. After the third book, don't bother.
Okay.
The last, I read the fourth book just because I was like, okay, second book's the best.
I saw a humorous picture one time of
Lestat
and Edward,
yeah.
And he was all, one of them was all on fire, and the other one was on sparkly, and he was like, you have no idea how much I fucking hate you!
That's Lestat. Yeah. Lestat is the man. I honestly... If Lestat was real, I would die to be with Lestat, but that's another story. I'm not going there.
We're talking about my version of vampires, you wouldn't have to die.
This is true. But
not all the way.
Nonetheless, the point of this was, the way that vampires start is that
Pharaoh's
wife takes on a demon inside her body and she becomes, in essence, the first vampire.
Oh, I thought it was like a biblical thing. Oh no, that's in Masquerade.
Sorry to ruin book, though. I guess that was like a big point there in the story arc.
Oh no, it's sorry, okay.
That's okay. I didn't listen and I'll forget.
Okay, good. It's important. It's a good book.
Like I don't generally have things ruined by spoilers for me.
Do you have time to read a book?
Yes.
Would you like me to hand you the book next time?
Sure.
Okay, I'll bring it with me. It's fantastic.
Okay. I'm broadening my horizons.
See, the only one I still don't quite know about is Swamp Thing.
Swamp Thing?
Yeah.
Wasn't the Swamp Thing like some kind of embodiment of nature? Like, wasn't he some kind of like...
Well, that's the other thing. I haven't actually seen the classic ones, but like the classic monsters is like Dracula, the Wolfman, the Mummy, the Swamp Thing, and who was the other one?
The Invisible Man?
Yeah, the Invisible Man. So, oh, and Frankenstein.
And Frankenstein.
So, you know, Frankenstein clear, Frankenstein's monster, and then yeah. He woke up and he was like, bring me the head of John Carpenter.
Wait, what?
Never mind.
So we have Frankenstein, we have the vampire, we got the werewolf under control.
The werewolf... werewolf usually works, it's simple. There is a werewolf who...
Who bites somebody.
Who bites
it
somebody...
It has to be on a full moon for it to work.
Well, no, being a full moon is what triggers them into being a vampire.
No. It only works on a full moon.
The biting?
You have not studied your werewolfism lately.
The werewolfism, I know, that's how it works. Well, I saw American Werewolf in Paris the other night.
I saw a Big Wolf on Campus.
That one
no,
was
interesting.
No, that one was interesting because they had like it's like we think we found the cure to being a werewolf. It's these werewolf like venom suppressants, but the problem is like as soon as you inject them, you just become a werewolf for like 10 minutes.
Well, but see though, I'm basing mine upon books I've read, so I guess that is.
I don't read books.
But also, what about I want to call them ligers, but that's not the correct name.
Ligers.
What are the ones
tigers?
Where it's half man, half animal, but it could be any animal, and I will not be able to remember.
Kind of like a centaur?
Yeah, but that's not what it is. Like, they transform
just sort
into
of
the animal.
General lycanthropy.
It's kind of like
an animorph?
It's kind of like an animorph, but that is not the name. It starts with an L-Y something.
Lycanthrope.
What?
Except that's I mean, is
that? I think it's not specifically for. It might be.
It's the word they use in D&D.
It's the word they
that's
use.
That's probably it. What's the word?
It's what they use in.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Yeah. A werechameleon. I thought so. It's like Bloody Roar.
It's like Bloody Roar. I thought Lyco was like the prefix for wolf-like, though.
Lycozoology. City of wolves.
Oh, or is that Lupo something?
Yeah, no, Lupo is like dog or wolf.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think a lycanthrope is just something that transforms into an animal.
Okay.
Well, that was always kind of like, the way you want to go, it's like, I think that's how it works, is that like, the original werewolf was started as being a wolf, and then something happened to it, like a wolf stole a gypsy's taiyaki, and she placed a curse on it. And
wait, what?
Or something.
Or I think a man stole a gypsy something and she turned him into a wolf. Probably a man then, killed the wolf companion and she decided to turn him into a wolf.
It could be that, yeah.
Maybe, but maybe then, like, a from gypsy them all, turned in... Maybe a witch turned into a wolf and then, I don't know.
And then from then on, like, the one something the happened. One that those wolves... That wolf bit became the werewolves, which are half man, half wolf, and don't completely go into wolf form.
I believe that.
That's fraud us.
And that's cool, because it's kind of just like a fractal tree, because then it's like, whoever he bites, they bite, and they bite.
You get,
and
like, Octoroon werewolves.
Well, no, because then it goes up, it's like when you kill the werewolf that bit you, you stop being a werewolf. Yes. And then, as far as you go back, it'll get everybody in that leg of the tree. Simple enough.
Okay.
No, it won't.
Why not?
Because it only takes... Say werewolf A bit three people. Even, say, person one kills werewolf A, the other two people still remain werewolves.
Okay.
Because you have to kill the werewolf. You yourself have to do it for it to work.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I don't believe that, because then...
I like how we're stating
you have
these
no
as
ancestry,
facts.
Then.
No, no, let's go this way. You got A, B, and C. A bites B, B bites C. Yeah. Now, and then, so, they're all werewolves. B kills A, stops being a werewolf.
He still remains a werewolf because he didn't kill the person who...
But would that still work since he's not a werewolf anymore?
Yes,
he's back to being human.
Because the way that the curse, so called, gets null and void is that you kill the one who marked you. By killing the one that marked you, you got even. When you get even, the curse goes away.
No, I don't think that works. Because I mean, like, what would happen if like then C bites B turns B back into a werewolf?
B would
now
have to
he's,
kill C.
But then like.
Oh my god!
Like I'm
he's got double work.
I'm going to figure out how you can make like a werewolf circle.
We need like those.
Simple.
What
you
are
have
those?
ABC. B kills A, turns back. C bites B. You have a circle.
This is kind of like a ping pong game.
What are those? Those like those genealogy grids. We need to make one of those for werewolves.
Okay.
We can make a werewolf family.
Okay, so
pack A.
This has been the Elite Crew Studios.
No, Swamp
Thing. Mystical biology.
Yet.
Oh, right, Swamp Thing.
Well, I think Swamp Thing is Toxic Crusader.
No, Toxic Crusader was like a janitor who got covered in like toxic crap and then like went around beating up bullies.
Yeah, well, it's the other way around. It's toxic crap that got covered in janitor and went around beating up bullies.
No, I thought like Swamp Thing was some kind of like, I thought it was like a Miyazaki movie. Like I thought he was like nature fighting back against man.
It very well could be.
I thought Swamp Thing was a mudslide.
I think Swamp Thing...
A sentient mudslide?
...is... Well, Swamp Thing's kind of like a shambling
like they
mound.
Say, they say if you hang out at the bottom of mountains on a rainy night, the Swamp Thing will come to get you.
And they're just, like, chilling there, and it's like, you hear that rumbling? Oh my god, it's the Swamp Thing. And then you just get buried by an avalanche. It's like, nah, Swamp Thing went south for the winter.
A mudslide.
I'm his cousin. Ice Thing.
What about ghouls?
Ghouls? Ghoul is sort of like a... I think that's
like a double zombie.
No.
No, it's a spirit, but it's like a vengeful spirit.
No, that's a banshee.
Oh, so then what the fuck's a ghoul?
No, I think a ghoul is sort of a derogatory term.
I've heard the term used in terms of like vampires, like if a vampire bites someone but doesn't like make them a full on vampire, they're like a ghoul. But I've also heard the term used just for like
things in
double zombies. I don't know.
I think in that case what a ghoul is sort of more like an empty shell, like almost think like a zombie. but with, like, a servant spirit in it.
Well, see, that's weird, because according to the book I'm reading now, it's all about vampires, zombies, and ghouls.
Yeah.
Which are all three separate categories. And ghouls are, like, spirits, except for, like, they're spirits that have been summoned to play vengeful tricks.
Like a poltergeist?
Almost like a poltergeist, it seems like.
I think poltergeists just kind of happen. I don't think they're summoned.
Well, but see, they can be summoned and, like...
Well, they're triggered.
They, like, rip the shit out of people's bodies.
Oh.
Yeah,
so they're, like, dudes with summoning circles and shit.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that...
I think a poltergeist... not a poltergeist. A ghoul is just sort of like a servant called back, and it can take the form of, like, a weakened something else. It's just sort of like a generic... You do my bidding kind
of
creature.
You're not strong enough to do anything on your own.
My basis for this shit is in, like, D&D, and their ghouls are just, like, not exactly like zombies because they're not mindless, but they are undead that like to eat living flesh.
Hmm. We'll see, that's the difference with this thing. Zombies aren't mindless in the beginning. They become mindless if not taken care of.
They lose themselves.
Yeah,
We should watch The Land of the Dead. Zombie with a machine gun.
Yeah. I hear that movie was actually about, like, class conflicts.
Yeah, I saw it once, and then I haven't watched it since I bought it when Merchant Square went out of business.
Yeah.
But,
Wait, no, Merchant Square's still there. It's just, like, actually a dollar store now or something.
No, it's gone.
Oh, really?
It's kickboxing now.
Finally.
Yeah.
That place was kind of a shithole.
Yeah. I don't know. They had,
Blackula.
I don't know. Down at Merchant Square, they got,
We need to discuss Blackulas.
I don't know this.
Black vampires.
Yeah. Oh, never mind. I don't want to discuss it. Overdone. Continue on.
But don't you like Blade?
I need to see Blade.
I was told it can't be the way I am anymore, and if I can't be the way I am, we can't discuss it.
Okay.
Well, who told you that?
Jesse told me I'm not allowed to be like that. No, let me rephrase that. Jesse requested that I try to tone it back, and I'm one of those people where either I do it or I don't.
Okay.
Well, this is not just like... Oh, you're wearing your ring, and you're wearing your ring. That makes me so
happy. Lost it today, but then I found it.
I'm so happy.
Yeah.
Any event.
when he saw me wearing mine, he was like, shit! And he went to look for it immediately.
Aww, right.
And he didn't find it.
Because I knew you'd be coming by today.
I love you. Like, I noticed Nick's right away, and I forgot to look for yours.
I'm still the only one who doesn't have a match, right?
Yes, you do. You and Jesse match. I'm the only one without a match.
Oh, we figured you and Jesse matched.
Well, no. See, the joke is my soul is black, so I had a black ring. Jesse is my counterpart,
so
Jesse got
white.
A white ring.
Okay.
Then Nick got a white ring because he is clear like Jesse. You got the pink ring because
because
you're
going to
match Novi. I don't know.
I thought he had
the Brian Ryan thing. We want it going again.
Oh, okay. Wonder Twin powers.
Yeah.
Activate.
So
form of a dragon.
I don't know what other
shape
do
of
have
a bucket of water.
Black soul.
Okay, so this has been Nithiku Studios podcast guide in
fantastic biology.
The hierarchy of demons?
A hierarchy of vampires!
How the supernatural world really works.
According to us.
We're always right, so I mean, between the three of us, we're all right.
Alright, so Jill, that was your first podcast. How do you feel?
Excited.
See? And now we can talk.